America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
good morning, welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. On this Friday morning, it's 5 a.m. here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go check in with Captain Bink Grimes, Sunrise Lodge, Matagorda, see what he's up to. Good morning, Bink. What's up, man?
Good morning. Good morning. Things going all right with y'all?
Everything's good.
Yeah, it's all good in the hood, brother.
5.5 game lead in the West.
Yes, sir. I saw where they fired Scott Service. How about that?
They did. They did. Shoot the, I kind of watched talk radio with them here lately, and man, they've just talked about just how the Mariners have just imploded. Heck, they've lost now. Now that it's 5.5 games, they've, since June the 20th, the Astros have made up 15.5 games on them.
Yeah, because we're the winningest team in the big leagues right now since that time, in that time frame, but the Mariners just, man, their bats are cold. I mean, we know the drill. Our bats get cold, too. I mean, their pitching's kept them in it all year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they fired
their coach. You always got a shot with them.
Yeah, so they got to blame somebody. I mean, hell, everybody was ready to fire Joe Espada until about June the 20th.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just the talents there. It's just got to all come together. That's why I never gave up on our Astros. There's just too much talent on that team to – just say they stink. Well, they don't. If you're playing baseball in the big leagues, you're good.
Oh, people don't understand.
They don't.
They don't understand. Even the guy, the 24th guy on the roster is amazing. They just
he's
don't
still
understand.
Better than most.
Yeah, just don't understand. It's a different deal. So,
well, keep the machine rolling. It's good. Mm-hmm. I love winning in Baltimore. Man, that's we play good in that stadium for some reason.
We do. We play good against the Orioles for some reason. I don't understand it. They're one of the best teams in the country.
We ought to move our franchise up there.
Eat crab cakes all day long.
Oh, boy. I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. We heading to the marsh this morning.
Yeah, that's why I called you, man. Get a little teal talk going here. It's
yeah, it, It looks good. I started seeing the first little trickles this week, you know, groups of four and five here and you know, on that moon. I fished a bunch too, and you normally see them cross an intercoastal at daylight, you know, and I haven't seen that yet, but you know, it's coming. So we're on the backside of that moon now, and then I guess when the season opens the 14th, you know, we're going to be on that bright moon again. So if people don't have them, you know, the good chance that they'll get them maybe overnight, you know.
Yeah,
that's just what they do, the way they do it. But yeah, you know, habitat.
They're just like them hummingbirds, man. They're just,
yep,
man, they just all show up at once. Here they are.
That's right. Boom. When you see, that's right, that's exactly right. When you start to see hummingbirds this time of year, get ready. The teal are right behind them, man. They're right behind them. It's kind of like ducks in October. When you start seeing the white pelicans show up, and a lot of people don't understand the white pelicans are migratory. When they start showing up, the ducks and geese are right behind them.
They're right behind them. Usually, you got it.
Right behind them. So, but habitat, you know, habitat conditions are good. You know, just we're growing all kinds of aquatics in the marsh.
Oh, and, yeah, we got a lot of fresh water in our marshes along the coast. The upper coast is going to be good this teal season.
It is. I'm going to come hunt Chambers County a few times, but that marsh, too, has just got to be just looking lush. You know, when you've got the last 2 years, we've had the marsh has just looked – it just looked stressed because of all the drought. You know, it just did. It's just got that kind of that yellow look to it. But, man, I'm going to tell you, there – I mean, it is just thriving green with life, the whole thing right now. You just say, oh, man, what's gonna happen in the next 4 or 5 months out here? It just looks so good. Gives you hope, you know. So, but we caught we fished just a few days this week. Hey, a couple of days I fished this week. Yeah, yesterday waited yesterday and had a pretty good little bite there to about 8:30 on top water. So.
Right.
It was pretty good. You know, no big fish, but fish up to 4 pounds, but just a lot of them, a lot of big bangs and going over shell, just wading shell and doing good. And we got a lot of, well, another encouraging thing too, is we just got every time that tide comes in through the cut there in East Matagorda, I mean, it's just birds are working all over the place, and it's not like they've got fish underneath them, but it's not like – it's just, man, there's so many shrimp coming through the cut every time the tide comes in. And, man, you know, we haven't seen that. Just haven't seen that in the last 2 or 3 years. But, I mean, it's been steady like that for 2 weeks. And it's just – and there's every – I mean, just shrimp bounding out of the water, fish, you know, up from the bottom of the food chain up, just gorging on them, you know. And so that's good to see, and that happens because of, you know, the rain we got. It's
right.
It just helps balance it. You know, that's a lot of those white shrimp that are in that marsh, you know, that they need I think 15 parts per thousand is optimal, 15 to 18 in the marsh for them to grow, I believe. You know, the brownies can like it, you know, they like it a little saltier, but you know, when we're working birds in September, October, November, you know, it's those white shrimp coming out of the marsh. And so when you got good summer rains and you got a fresh marsh or kind of a sweet water marsh, it really, really helped things. It's that nursery going on, and crabs are doing well. You know, a lot of pogies. You know, the good thing I haven't seen this year, and it's kind of surprising because August has been so calm and August has been so hot, is a fish kill. I'm not talking about a game fish kill. I'm talking about pogies and menhaden that, you know, cause there's just a ton of them out in the Gulf and they ride the tide in and, just tons of them every year. And it'll be on the news, you know, fish kill in Matagorda, and, you know, man, it happens every year. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just pogies is what it is. But we haven't had that yet. And usually it gets pretty nasty because it'll, you know, heck, yeah, yesterday, man, I came in and yesterday was a pretty one of those days where you had a lot of cloud cover and it really wasn't hot at all. Man, I rolled in to the harbor and that water in the harbor was 90 degrees.
Oh, boy.
My Lord. I mean, I had to double look at my GPS, 90 degrees. And, but in, you know, when it gets that high, you lose a lot of dissolved oxygen. And that's what happens with those pogies when there's just so many of them. They're gumping
well,
up all the
they're their own worst enemy. They get in those big giant schools and they suck all the oxygen out of the water and they just start dying off. It just, need to spread out.
That's exactly right. You know, if you're the Chamber of Commerce down here, you want to take pictures of Matagorda Beach. It hasn't been any greener or any more beautiful, you know, in the last 20 days than I can remember. I mean, August. I can't remember a day where we've had to really battle the wind in August. You know, it's just one of those. It's a good thing.
Last year opens it was pretty windy in August.
Sure was
quite a bit of wind for August.
You did, and probably because of the drought, because of that high pressure on top of us and that southwesterly wind on us, and that's why it wouldn't rain, you know. But we've got a little west wind is what we're having in the morning time. I'm talking a little bit, you know, a little less than 10 knots, and then it just calms down. And the bay is the bay looks really, really good. We've just caught and released a whole lot of just really, really healthy fish all month. And so it just it feels good that our bay is doing, you know, that much better. It's a joy to be able to let those fish go. And to me it is to know that, man, those 20-inch fish, man, there's some of them are pushing 3 pounds, 3 1/4 pounds, you know. Golly, that's just a butterball fish, you know.
Yeah, the weather.
They sure feel.
They're good and healthy, buddy. That's good to hear.
I had a 20-inch trout yesterday. I thought I had the man on. I mean, I really thought. I really thought. I'm talking, you know, you throw top waters all your life. Nothing really.
Right.
You still, you know. But I had one that, I mean, literally people say jerk it out of your hands. I'm telling you. Jerked it out of my hands and put the butt of that rod in my stomach. Oh, my gosh, I got him. It went sideways, and I said, holy moly, this is the one. And I get that sucker up there, and it's a 20-inch male trout, and he's just a croaking. He's just – and I haven't had a blow-up like that in a hookup in a long time on a topwater. It was pretty surprising.
You know, that's an old fish. That fish –
Yeah,
know,
sure.
20-inch male is 8 or 9 years old, man.
Yep, you're right. That's right.
He,
you know,
he,
encouraging
he lived too. Through the freeze.
He made it through the freeze. Had to, yeah. Been more 25s to 27-inch fish caught and released, you know, in the last 2 months as well. I haven't, you know, it got to before the freeze, you know, catching a 27, 28-inch fish kind of got, I hate to say it, but it kind of got cheap over here. I mean, I would do it, you know, once a day, twice a day, you know, some, you know, get maybe 10 to a dozen of them a week, you know, let them go or whatever. And it's, oh, man, another good fish. But, man, since the freeze, you take it for granted and you go, you know what? I mean, I ain't caught one of those like that in a while, you know, and that's what happened, you know.
Well,
we're starting to get them back.
Been spoiled, man. It
we have been spoiled,
especially
sure
over here. I mean, it just I long for Galveston to return to that kind of status, but it's just, man, it's taking longer than I thought it would.
Yeah,
I mean,
and think about it.
Harvey was what, August of 2017. That's been 7 years now, and I mean, that's almost a cycle of fish.
Yep, sure is. That's 7 years. That's exactly right. But that's encouraging over here, you know.
Yeah, it is.
It just is. It is. Things are, attitudes are changing, and people are, you know, they're starting to see. You know, people don't believe until they see it. You know, and Now they're believing their eyes, man.
Well, everybody's so impatient, you know, these days. And people don't have a lot of patience, so they want it now, you know. They want that instant gratification, and it just takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm impatient too. I'm longing for the day.
Yeah, we've got to the point too that you know, I don't like to take phone calls on the water, but you know, I'll answer it and say, hey, yeah, I'll take care of you. Let me get back to I'll get off the water and let me look at my calendar and I'll get back to you. You know, because if you don't answer the phone, a lot of them won't. They'll just go to the next one because they want to get it done and go. They're not really, you know, especially the sports out there that don't really know the difference of what
Hillman was
different
telling
guys
the other
do.
Day, somebody, you know, called him and, you know, got his recording. But 3 hours later, he was in and he called them back and they'd already booked another guide. I mean, if you don't get them right then, they're going down the line. They're going on. Instead of waiting for the guide they really wanted. So it's we need a little more patience in this world, but
what are we such in a hurry for, you know?
I don't know. Don't get too big a hurry before you know it. You'll be old like me and be in the fourth quarter.
fourth quarter.
Slow everything down, brother. All right, Mink. Well, hey, buddy, it's always good talking to you. If somebody wants to get with you on some teal hunts this fall, give them some info. Come down and lodge up and hunt up, buddy.
Yeah, we'll still be... That pool will still be brimming. It'd be a good time to make a hunt and jump in the pool and then go fishing in the afternoon. Matagorda Sunrise Lodge.com, 979-241-1705.
All right, buddy. Bink, always good talking to you, man. You have a good day. I'll check in with you next time. All right, man.
Sounds good.
See you, brother. All right, that's Bink Grimes down in Matagorda. And I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market, located right in downtown Belleville. They're a short drive from Sealy off I-10 or Hempstead off 290. Go downtown, look for the big white sign, their meat market and processing facility. They're right next door to one another. And check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And check out their bulk pricing. That's also available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage, homemade hamburger patties and hot dogs. They're available for all of your summer cookout needs. And if you're looking to have a quarter or half calf processed, that's available for pre-order also. And in wild game processing, they're open all summer for all your remaining needs, including exotics, wild pigs, or whatever. If you're not sure they'll process it, give Brandon a call. He'll hook you up. The Belleville's celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Texas City and check in with our good friend Dave Fremont at Boyd's One Stop. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. I'm doing all right. Doing all right. It seems like some mornings, no matter how much you try, you wake up late. I mean, it's just, you can't catch up no matter how hard you try. No. You try to kick it in another notch, and all it does is set you back a little bit. I didn't get up late, but I just seemed like I couldn't get the things done I needed to do to get out the door to head this way to come out here on the old Texas City dike. I managed to knock my Yeti cup over full of coffee. I still had to. That little old fancy lid on it, so only about a third of it poured out onto the rug as I was in the living room. I went out there and cleaned it up the best I could. So about the only way I think I could get busted is later on today that dog will find that spot and start licking on it, and the wife will say, "What is going on over there?" You know. But if the dog don't bust me and nobody rips me off from listening on the radio, I'd be okay. It'll be all right. But anyway, it's just kind of been like that. But made the trip, went through Boyd's and talked to the fine folks there, see what's happening and going on. And here I am sitting out here by the shrimp boat docks. Looks like they're getting the gate open, and they'll be heading out here shortly and do a little bit of shrimping. And looks like it's going to be a good morning.
Well, that's good to hear. Water shaping up all over the place, and hey, it could be a lot worse.
It is, and it has. You know, one thing I miss is I hadn't made it over. I don't go to Galveston near as much as I used to, but I've missed that real clear water that's been showing up over there on the beachfront. And of course, with the wonders of the internet and all these live cams and all that stuff, you can see a whole lot of what's going on without actually even being there, but just not quite the same. But from what I've seen, it's just there's been some days where the old water was what you call gin clear, and I'm sure some trout have been showing up in the surf. I've seen a few pictures, but just hadn't been over there myself to see what's going on. But the water's been looking good here in Texas City. Plenty hot, Mickey. That's all I can tell you, but everybody already knows that.
Yeah, that's become a way of life around here. It's just hot. Get everything done early, and what you can't get done, wait till later in the evening, do it late.
Yeah, I'm glad that we're sitting right here at 88 degrees. That's
it's 89 in Galveston, so I figured it'd be about 88 at the dike. So, it's,
man,
you know how cool the 70s are going to feel in the mornings.
That'll be sweater weather.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's looking forward to it. I think everybody is. It's the same old story. Some of the folks after this last winter were saying, man, I'm looking forward to that hot weather. I hardly ever say that anymore because I know what's coming. I mean, it's real. Yesterday, the wife and I just got out to go. We went out and ran an errand or two, but just getting out and getting in the parking lot and crossing that hot concrete just to go into where we were going, it's just like murder. Just murder. But
my wife gonna run into town and do some piddling around and shopping or stop by the grocery store and pick something up, and she'll come in the house about 2 p.m. She goes, I can't believe I waited that late to go to town. She goes, it's just miserable.
That's the truth. That is. About the best time to go is, it's probably better to go early in the morning to hit those places. Seem like, you know, late at night, especially for most women, it could be a little bit dangerous in them parking lots if you're not watching where you're going and what you're doing. Heck, me at my age got to do the same thing, but it's just so doggone hot. We try to do things earlier, later in the evening.
And I've been enjoying it for the last week because, you know, like Little League World Series, when it's hot all day, you can sit in and watch all those games and get tuned up for the Astros in the evening. So,
yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah, I enjoyed that game last night, man. I was telling my wife, she she's really gotten into these Astros. If you would have told me 10 or 15 years ago that my wife had sat through a whole ball game.
Exactly.
Hey, Mickey, they finally came around our way of thinking.
Yeah, finally. It's took me almost 50 years.
There's a little bit of give and take. I'll sit there and watch a couple of those home improvement shows with her until she starts talking
that
like,
sounds
hey.
Exactly like my house. My wife's on HDTV all the time until the Astros come on.
I'll sit there and watch a little bit of it. And when she first starts saying, hey, you know what? We need to do this. I get up then. I'm out of there, man. I don't need
That's
another project.
That's the thing about HDTV. Man, I'm knocking any walls out. I did do a cabinet job myself in the kitchen a few years back. That was the last one. I'm done.
Yeah.
Wasn't too bad, but it's just not me. I'm not cut out for that. I've got other better things to do.
Yeah.
That I'm good
she
at.
She tries to tack on a new project, and I just roll out that scroll, looks like a roll of toilet paper, of the projects that I haven't done.
Yeah.
I said, you have any idea how many of these projects I haven't done yet? He goes, yeah, I'm pretty aware of it.
Yeah, honey, it's only been 6 months. I'll get around to it.
Yeah. But she's really, she sat there and watched that game last night, and she's totally changed about the things that she'll ask or a lot of times bring up stuff I hadn't even thought about in terms of baseball and the Astros. But it's been kind of fun to have a partner to sit there with other than the dog to talk about the Astros. But that game last night was a good one. Man, when you looked at that lineup of the Orioles and that offense that they've got in terms of home run power and such, those guys are monsters.
Yeah. They are.
I mean, they just – but
small ball wins again. We got all the we get like 3 singles in the fourth inning, scored a couple of runs or whatever, and then we got 5 hits in the next rally inning we had, and you keep the line moving, and if they can't get you out, they can't beat you. And that's what I used to try to tell everybody when we played softball. Sure, we always wanted to knock it over the fence and look big time, but I just tell my guys in the tournament, I said, hey, if we just keep getting base hits, they can't get us out. We'll just run it up on them. And that's what you do. Just keep the line moving.
Yeah.
Keep getting hits.
They did a good job. And, you know, Arrighetti, young fella,
He's learning how to pitch, isn't he?
I'll tell you, with his tools, when he gets it right, I see no hitters in his future. I think that one of these days everything will click.
Pitches he has, man, and when he executes them, and he's hitting the corners and everything. Hey, you know, when he first got in the league, he was just slinging it and throwing it. Now he's pitching, and he's. Boy, he looks unhittable at times. My goodness.
He was downright splendid. He really was amazing.
Young talent. I love young new talent coming up and doing that big time.
Yeah. Man, that was a good game.
I like these new young guys coming up through the ranks. New talent.
Yeah. Well, Mickey, I see some lightning out here. It's not in our neighborhood.
By Matagorda.
It sure is. I'm looking down that way, and that's it, back southwest of us. But I did see there's one little old weather dude I'll listen to. He's out of the Beaumont Triangle, and he was talking about there was going to be a little disturbance in the atmosphere, and that we may actually get a shower or two. He threw in a prediction of about 40%, which is a little heavy on what I see on the local forecast. But we're all begging for a little bit of relief, so maybe some folks will get lucky today and have a shower. But as it is right now, the conditions are pretty doggone good, and the water conditions look real nice. So I'm thinking that there'll be some folks get out and enjoy the morning. There's pretty good little bit of activity for a Friday morning here of people baiting up and heading out to the big ramp out at the end of the dike. So be looking forward to seeing what comes in later on today. But
lots of good. They've got the dike, you know, operational, back in full swing. That's good news for a lot of folks.
I'm sitting at we've got, as soon as you come over the Skyline Drive, I call the hump. As soon as you come over the hump, there's a ramp on the left, and it stays pretty popular because that throws you anywhere you want to fish along parallel to Skyline Drive all the way to Dollar East and that way. But then when you go down just a little bit further and you hit the boat ramps on the right, well, on the left there was another little ramp. Well, that's where I'm sitting right now, and it's still closed. I don't know if or when they're going to open that one back up, and it would take you out to where, if you knew where the old Half Moon or Reef was and such, out that area there, it's a hop, skip, and a jump to get out that way. But this ramp is still closed. And then, but the rest of them are open. The one on the right, just down a little ways, the concrete ramp, it's still used quite a bit because that gets you over there to the Galveston Channel and that area.
Lake and all that over that way, Sand Island.
So there's some good ramps. There's some good spots, and they've got the dike just back about where it was, or a little bit better. So
good.
It's going to be all right. But we're going to see how things shape up today. As far as Boyd's one stop, they were percolating, looking pretty good. Alberto had got some good looking live shrimp and finger mullet and croaker as well. So they're stocked up in pretty good shape on the live bait. And of course, as I passed through the front of the store and said hi to the ladies there, all of the variety of the dead bait looked good. So I'm thinking they've got everything covered. Looks like the shelves had everything they needed, a bunch of lures and hooks and sinkers and nets and ice chests, you name it, and they pretty much got it. What a bait camp ought to have.
That's exactly right. Y'all got a lot of terminal tackle, and that's good to know when you're going down to the dike and you don't have everything you need. You can always run back to Boyd's and get some more leaders or weights or some more soft plastics, what have you.
Yeah.
They got
it. It's going to be all right, Mickey. We'll see how
they're getting all that. You might as well tank up and get you something good to eat from the Cajun Grill before you go back out on the dike. Man, that's
When you get back, if you ain't full from eating all them crackers and cheese and any other snacks you've been snacking on out there while you're fishing,
meal at the Cajun Grill, man.
Just give me a big old fat or greasy cheeseburger. I think they got that.
Y'all turn out a good burger there. I remember that one I tried to eat that day with you down there. Boy, what a beast!
Oh, we need to do that again, man.
I'm telling.
Oh yeah, you can't beat it. When that grease is dripping off your elbows, you know it's a good one.
It's gonna have to cool down a little bit. We can sit out there at the picnic table and eat one, but it's a little warm right now.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we'll wait till one of them little old fronts pass through or two and drops the temperature down. But I mean, when it's 88 degrees at 4:30 in the morning, you know it's going to be a hot one today, unless we can get some cloud get some cloud cover.
Well, we should get there. They were calling for it to be a cooler day today. I don't think we'll get the heat mornings we were supposed to have, so hopefully so. We'll get a little cloud cover, maybe a lucky shower or two.
There you go.
A little bit will go a long way.
We'll take what we can get because we're going to get it anyway.
Yes. I'm with you. All right, man. Well, hey, if somebody's interested in coming down, give them some info how they can call Boyd's or directions to get there, what have you, brother.
Well, Captain, everything's pretty much stayed the same as it has over the years. Some things have changed. But you just carry on. Boyd's has been hanging around since about 68 or 69. Sometimes I'll talk to Glenn Boyd, the youngest son of Gene Boyd, who opened and created Boyd's, and we'll sit there and kind of ponder about what the actual opening year was. I can dig it up down at City Hall, but I'm pretty sure it was right around 69, and I went to work for him just shortly after he opened up. He was a neighbor across the street, and I was just a little old kid, but it's been about that long. It's been, and the face of the place has changed a little bit, but it's still the same. It's a bait camp. They got what you need to go fishing. And they're located at 227 Dyke Road. You don't need to remember a number. When you come up on Dyke Road, you'll see us on the right-hand side before you hit Skyline Drive. And the folks down there are looking forward to seeing you. The phone number is 409-945-4001. Boyd's One Stop on Facebook. Try to keep things updated on there for what's going on, when it's going on. And then boydsonestop.com will also have some info. But, Mickey, I'll say it, and I'll say it again. It's one of my high points of the day and week to be able to say good morning to you and all the folks on the radio. And I sure appreciate the opportunity to get on and talk to you. It's a lot of fun.
You betcha. Likewise, Dave. We appreciate you, buddy. I'll talk to you next week. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. See you, man. All right, Dave Fremont down at Boyd's One Stop. You know, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog hunts, alligator hunts, and top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters, bring your friends, family, and clients and enjoy five-star lodging, skeet shooting, sporting clays, and a fully stocked bass pond. Rusty Hook Lodge can accommodate large groups for team building, weddings, and family reunions. So why wait? Experience the best at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today. RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Gonna find her.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:40 here in the Bayou City. Final segment already. That's incredible. All right, let's wrap her up with old Captain Steve Hillman this morning. Well, good morning, Stevie. What's going on?
Good morning. How's it going?
Oh, good. You out of breath?
I was trying to hurry and get this ice before I went on the air.
You don't still got to pull a Bill Watkins and hear it throwing into the boat and crashing.
Oh, really? You missed that
cash register. And
oh, boy. Now you might hear my credit cards. Well, actually, I'm going to pay cash this morning. But oh, boy. Yeah. I tried to get all this stuff done earlier, but then I caught every red light this morning. Anyway, we got a little wind this morning, huh?
Yeah, a little breeze.
Yeah. It's come down some, I think.
A few storms over towards Matagorda, but nothing our way.
Okay, good. I saw, when I got up this morning, 220 pound bikes. When I got up this morning, it was blowing like 15 of the south. What's it at now?
It's,
for us?
About that. Let me look at it again here real quick. It's south-southeast at 13 at the North Jetty. It's southeast at 13 at Eagle. And up my way, it's southeast at about 7.
Gotcha. Well,
10 at Campbell, 12 at the Dyke, 10 at the Pass. It's 10 to 13 everywhere.
Yeah, that's not a lot, but for the most successful area I've been fishing, it's too much.
Yeah.
With the current problem is right now, we got this hard incoming tide, and we talk about it every single summer. The water gets hot, and we don't have the substrate that we used to have. The oyster reefs and the magnitude of oyster reefs that we used to have to filter the water, and you get this hard current. 90 degree water,
rolls
a little bit
up.
Of wind on it. Yeah, rolls it up. And you can't catch anything in it until the tide slows down and the wind backs off.
Yeah.
And that's not happening with the tide the last 2 days. It's not happening until like 10:30 or 11 in the morning where I'm fishing.
Yeah.
And like, yesterday those trout lit up pretty good, and it doesn't last very long, but you better be sitting on them when it does, But now fishing hasn't been that good, in my opinion. I mean, it's been okay, but yeah. I think we've just gotten spoiled this summer. I mean, I'm catching like 10 to 12 legal trout. Well, I say legal, a couple of them, like yesterday I had a couple that were over 20, but 10 or 12 that are, like, 16 to 22 inches, and then about twice that many throwbacks.
Right.
Some of the areas where I was catching some good fish, catching more pencils now. But since we got on the backside of this moon, which I think we're about 3 days backside of the full, it's gotten tougher, man, with just all the other things I said. The current, the wind. I mean, we got so many variables to look at these days. It's all these things have always affected our bite, even when we had millions of fish. But now, you got to look at everything, moon phase, moon position, wind speed, wind direction, salinity, water temperature. It's crazy how many little variables that you have to put together to have really pay attention to have a good day.
Right.
What I consider a good day.
Sure.
That's a good day is a relative
well,
phrase.
Well, they are. It's relative. Good days to some is a bad day for others.
That's right. But I told you last Friday when I talked to you that I was kind of switching gears and focusing more on deeper shell. And it's worked out for me, for the trout. For the reds, I'm doing the same stuff, just fishing tow heads and rock walls and stuff, throwing crankbaits, and we're doing okay on the reds, but for a change. Now, they got big on us yesterday, or day before yesterday, they were oversized, but the trout deal is just, I'm just working deep water structure and deep shell, and they're not really slicking. It's the same thing we've said all summer, spot fishing.
Yeah.
Which I hate. I hate spot fishing. But, man, you got to do whatever feeds the bulldog, If that's how you have to catch them, then so be it. Now, wading's a little bit different. We waded an area a couple of weeks ago, and they were popping slicks really good. You could see the fish, but that's a different animal altogether. When I'm over in West Bay, we've got some areas that we can wade, and they're actually showing themselves, and it's not bad fishing at all. Like I said, I've been staying in the fiberglass most days out of necessity, because I haven't had any waders. But the water's so daggum hot. I'm having to go deep, you know, to catch them. Right. And I'm throwing more quarter ounce and even, you know, anywhere from a 3/16 to a 3/8, believe it or not, depending on the current and how deep water we're in.
Yes, sir.
It's crazy. And I hadn't had to do that in a long, long time.
I know. Well, it's August. It's I spent a mini August throwing nothing but 3/8 ounce heads.
Really?
Yeah. You know, if you're fishing, you know, where their current's bad.
Right, exactly.
You know, you're where there's stale current and on the, you know, like on some of the wells and things where you normally fish this time of year, you can tone it down, 1/8 ounce, quarter right. ounce. But for the most part, gumballers, man.
Yep. Yeah, it's not my favorite style of fishing, but again, whatever gets it done, you know. But, I mean, I haven't had a really good, what I consider a really good day in almost 2 weeks. Matter of fact, I can remember it. It was two Fridays ago when I had Roland and Roland Altinger and Mike Silva and Todd Stewart, when they had those three guys, and we had 20 really good trout. Mm-hmm. I don't think we caught any reds that day. We fished for reds forever, but that was the last really good trout day for quality and, you know, kind of for numbers I had. Since then, it's been anywhere from 8 to 15 trout a morning and, mm-hmm. you know, legal fish. And that's working for them, you know. And I don't know how the live baiters are doing. I've talked to some of them occasionally, and it seems like they're doing about the same. I don't know that there's a big difference in the results right now between lures and bait, you know. But, you know, we're still throwing the same colors. Nothing's changed on that front. Still throwing lime truce mainly and chartreuse silver glitter. And then that Little John, caught someone that Little John day before yesterday, that glow Little John. But nothing's really changed with that, you know. So, and then for those reds, I'm just throwing those little, I think they're like a 2 to 4 foot running crankbait in that crawfish pattern. Little KVD yeah. crankbait. And one thing I do need to do, though, I need to quit being lazy and start replacing those factory hooks on those things and put some, like, strong, you know, some BMC hooks on them, because we've had 2 or 3 reds break off the barbs on those crankbaits.
Right.
But that's a fun way to fish, by the way, man. It's something different. It's just...
Yeah, it is. It's different. No doubt.
It breaks the monotony. You know, I mean, let's face it, a 2-pound trout's only going to tug so hard. And when you catch a 7 or 8 pound red, you're throwing 30-pound braid. You know, those crankbaits, you're straight retrieving them. And man, when they crash into it, you better hold on. It's awesome.
It's a good bite. It is. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. But I don't know how much of that I'll be able to do today. This wind needs to come down. It's like pretty much everything.
Well, after sun gets up.
Yeah, I'm hoping, man. But pretty much everything I'm doing right now, I need it to be semi. I mean, everything I'm doing and having success at.
Well, that's about the way our luck runs. I mean, you finally get into a summer pattern, you find you some fish that you need calm weather, which you have or had.
Yeah.
And
right.
You get you a good pattern going and a good bite going on it, and then the wind comes up.
No, that's it. And then you look
at the guide business, huh?
Oh, my God. I know, man. And then little things on the boat, little things on the truck, you know, a couple $100 here, a couple $100 there. But, yeah, and it's like I had like 3 or 4 calm days earlier in the week where I didn't even have a trip. I didn't have a trip, and it's freaking calm every day, you know. But,
changes. You know, like this morning when I first went on there, the Galveston forecast showed for like a 60% chance of rain today.
Really?
And now they've got it down to about a 10%, and then about a 20% tonight. And then for tomorrow, they were saying it would be about a 20%. Well, now tomorrow's showing a 60%. So if you don't like the weather 1 hour, just check it again another hour. Now it's showing an east wind at 15 to 25 tomorrow.
Yeah, That's fine with me. I got to go mow grass and weed eat at mom's
tomorrow.
Well,
that'd
tomorrow,
be a nice so wind to mow in, buddy. It'd be nice and cool for you, brother.
Next week, me and Dad and a buddy of his are going to go to the ranch and trim limbs, fill feeders, and do all that. So hopefully we get, I think we are supposed to get a little
maybe break, we get somewhat of a break in this terrible heat, because that's a lot. That's hard work in the heat down there. Well, Hillman, I got to run, brutal. Man. I know you do, too. If somebody wants to call you about fishing Galveston or Matagorda with you, how they get a hold of you, brother?
All right, man, 409-256-7937. And I've got quite a few holes in the next month or so before the fall. That's and good. I even got some openings in the fall and winter, too. So I think we're going to have a good fall and winter. I know we will.
Sure.
And I'll be bouncing right back and forth here in Matagorda. So just holler at me.
Well, it's good you got some openings to put some new people in. All right, brother. Well, Steve, have a good day. Stay hydrated. Later, buddy.
Thanks, Mickey. All righty.
Thank you, man. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.